John.
Glory be to thee,
O Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ.
Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. The shepherds and the wise men and the manger scene are all gone. And as we gather this morning, we have a chance to reflect on what did it all mean? This is a time to step back and to reflect on what Christmas is about. And so John begins his prologue. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. John's reflection on the birth of Jesus. God leaving God's realms of glory and entering the human situation fully and completely. What does it all mean? As I thought about this morning, I love to try to find an acrostic, you know, some letters that can begin the thoughts that I've got. And the one I came up with this morning is POM. The message is God has each one of us in the palm of his hand. And the essential message of Christmas is that God, leaving God's realms of glory and becoming one with us, he's doing that to help keep us safe. He wants us to be safe. But POM, P-A-L-M, POM is for plan. POM, the A is for agape. The L is for light, and the M is for messenger. God has each one of us in the palm of his hand. The meaning of Christmas is God wants to keep us safe. Palm, God's plan. We move from shepherds and angels in the way the story is told to this cosmic view in the beginning. You have the sense of God stepping back and trying to figure out, how am I going to keep these people safe? How can I help them when the world seems to be falling apart? And that individual lives seem to be confused or uncertain about where they're going or what values are important to hang on to. What can I do? I need a plan. A big cosmic plan for everyone. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. God said to God's self, I have to go down there. I have to be part of that drama. I can't do it from out here. They're never going to get the message. I have to be part of that broken, messy scene that they've developed down there on earth, the way human beings have always messed it up. One of my true beliefs about church life is that if church life was simply up to human beings, we would have killed the church a long time ago. But the point is, it is of God. This is God's story, and God's Spirit continues to live and grow and touch us as the story has come down through the ages. But today we have a chance to reflect on it, to reflect on God's plan. God's plan for humanity, but God's plan for each one of our lives. God created each one of us special, unique. What is God's plan for your life? How is the Spirit working in your life? Where are you called to bring the Christmas message to other folks? So the plan. Agape. I had to reach back a little bit for a Greek word to give me my A for palm. Agape. The self-giving love. The love that is fully expressed in the way Jesus lived his life. That was God's motivation for doing it. And creating the witness of Jesus to the world and modeling for us how we're meant to behave. Jesus lived a life of giving and giving and never counting the cost. And eventually he gave his life away. And God said yes to that life. God raised Jesus from the dead. He put an exclamation point on that life. And the witness tells us that that's how we're meant to live generously, to live sacrificially, to live for others, and for the healing of the world. It all flows out of that love that God has for each one of us and for the world. So P-A-L, light. The light shines in the darkness. And the darkness has not overcome it. The whole battle that goes on day in and day out between light and darkness, whether in fact the world is going to end in darkness and division and strife and war, or whether ultimately God's loving purposes will be served. And that's a struggle that goes on in each of our hearts every day. The way Paul put it, the good that I would do, I do not. And the evil I wouldn't do, I do. There is a perversity in the human spirit that keeps us from living the way God intends us to live. But fortunately, God gives us tools, forgiveness, encouragement, hope, the grace that we need to get on with our lives. But that battle, light and darkness, in our own hearts and in the life of our world, it goes on every day. And so to come to a place like this on Christmas Day to reflect and to reach for the light, a light that can help each one of us live with meaning and purpose, and to remember the hope The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And then finally, P-A-L-M, the messenger. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to the light. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. One of the reasons that each one of us is here is because the witnesses of this story have touched us in some way. Perhaps somebody loved you into shape in a way and helped you realize the importance of keeping this story, reflecting on it, and letting it touch your hearts and minds and lives, and even coming to the communion table to receive the body and blood of Christ, which is the way we participate in the power and love that this story offers us. The messengers. Perhaps this Christmas you can spend a moment reflecting on who the messengers were in your life. Who are the people that touched you in some special way for God's purpose that bring you here to celebrate Christmas in St. Mary's Church? But one of the important things, too, is this business of being a messenger is to continue to pass it on. This story has been told now for 2,000 years. The messengers have continued to pass it on from one generation to another. In a real sense, it's like a giant relay race. In our generation, we have been passed the baton, and we hold it for a brief time while we have this gift of life. But we have to pass it on. We have to give it to the next generation. Who are those people that you're meant to be a messenger for? It's important to be aware of who we want to touch with this story. And it's not just telling the story, although that's important too, but it's the way we live. It's the way we live in the light. It's the hope that we provide other people. It's the kind of service and generosity and sacrifice that we offer in those networks that each one of us is part of. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things came into being through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. Remember, God has you in the palm of his hand. God wants to keep you safe and to share that good news with others.